What is up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning in. It is Thursday, and you have just tuned in to Real Laughs on 104.1 Real Radio. The voice that you're hearing is me, James Dion, the man who makes diabetes sound and look good. You're welcome. I'm joined in virtual studio with my good friend Mike Herlihy, not only a great comedian, but the writer and producer of two of the shows that I'm on. That's right, The Lowdown with James John and Funny Not Famous. Mike, how the hell are you doing, brother?
It sounds really good on paper. On paper, I'm rich. I mean, on paper, we've said it before. If you write down what we do on paper, radio show, television show, but, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. All I ever wanted to do was write jokes for a late night show. All I ever wanted to do was be on the radio. And when I finally get my chance, the people in the industry are like, oh, yeah, you're getting into TV and radio right when everybody's getting out of TV.
Out of it. Radio.
Too little, too late. Too late. So other than that, here, I'm doing great. I'm just ready to be rich and famous, and it hasn't happened yet. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm feeling pretty darn good, man. I'm excited because we have some very good guests. Ooh. And I think no other than, first off, we'll start with my good buddy, Scott Maffei, and he represents one half of the No New Friends podcast. Scott, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, and I don't sound good on paper at all, so it's fine.
Actually, that's not correct, because if you write down what you are, it's, he's white. Great.
and it's actually one-third of the No New Friends podcast, because they have that third friend we never get to meet. Like, is it us, Scott? Is it not good enough to meet your friends?
He'll come on. No, look, I don't like to invite anybody onto your show. If you want him on one week, we'll make it happen.
Absolutely. And I've actually met him. He's a very nice guy. Also,
he's a nice guy.
If this was a half, we are introducing his better half of the show, and that's Mary Reedy from the No New Friends podcast. Mary, I always love having you on because you ride the SunRail, as we've discussed in the past, and you kind of are the train mother, if you will. You run it. You're in charge. So we love to have you on so we can say that Mary runs a train.
Every week. Correct. And as I said before, not this week, the train ran me. So it's fine. And it's okay. It's okay, though. Look,
Mary runs the train.
something to that effect.
What happened I'm all right. with the train this week? What happened, sweetie?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Okay. So
first, before you begin, just want to look at you and tell you it's not your fault.
Thank you.
It's not your fault.
I appreciate. Thank you. I was really hoping you were going to ask me how I looked on paper, and it's fine. I also look terrible.
No, you don't. No, you were just telling us in between the shows, you were telling us that your company handles very large sums of money and to do certain tasks. So you look great on paper, right?
Only when they're going to print out my mugshot later or my wanted.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
It's fine. It's totally cool. To the SunRail and the train. Okay, so picture it, Sicily, 1927. I was rushing out of the door this morning, and this is, just fresh out of the day. I get an alert from the SunRail, and all northbound trains canceled.
What?
This is how I know I'm an awful human, James. I'm going to tell you why. I got excited. I wanted to know why. I was like, police activity. Ooh, somebody got hit. Maybe it's hijacking. Let me see. I need to know, right? Like, I've got to know.
Okay.
And then they're like southbound trains, 313 and on, canceled. You know, my butt hurried it up to get on the 311 so that I could see. I had to see what was happening. I rushed out of the door. I literally threw my children onto a bus, like, go to school.
Not even their own bus, just a bus.
I don't even know where it went. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm hoping.
You're still looking for them.
They came home.
Since when is our school district Greyhound? That's not their mascot.
That's fine. I'll still collect the tax credit. It's okay. So I get on this train and, you know, there's more people than normal, and I'm thinking that they're the looky-loos just like I am, right? Like, we're all in this together. We almost broke out song and dance on the SunRail. here's where I got really upset, guys. Yeah. Here's where I got real mad, guys. There was nothing to see. Nothing to see here, folks. At least on my route, there was nothing there. Something had to have happened down where you are, Mike, down by Tupperware or wherever. I am so upset. That's what the name of the stop is Tupperware.
I have never heard a person that angry at Tupperware. By your people, Mike. You know, the Tupperware people.
Wow. That's what it's called. It's the Tupperware station, isn't it?
No, that's not.
That's a Kissimmee where I live. That's funny. She blamed Mike. Yeah. Mike.
Too many lids, not enough bottoms. That's what the Tupperware station is.
You know, Mike, all the way down there, you son of a bitch. You know,
wow. Wow. No, mine's the Pine Castle station. We're more
airport. Pine Castle.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm still hot pissed off though, because I literally I ran out of the house. I ran, smoke on the heels, got on the train. And then halfway through the ride, I realized I had made a terrible mistake, because what if it was an awful tragedy? And I had no ride home. Like, what if they shut all of the northbound down?
Oh.
Didn't think about that. Not enough foresight, but it was okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why the SunRail is not my friend. Also, minor detail, the other day, I wear a SunRail bag, like a backpack with all of my things. Mm-hmm. I leaned forward, the bag took me over, and I fell down. So, you know, it's just, I'm having a hard time.
I'm a little disappointed that northbound was open for you, because otherwise we could have a whole new segment called Mary Rides an Uber, you know? That could be a fun time.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, one day we want to have a long conversation with your husband.
We need to just give Mary like a hidden camera and send her on the train, and that can be our whole.
We can
put that on the lowdown. Just Mary on the SunRail interviewing people on their way to places.
I've been asking her for months to do that.
Look, of the train. I am one of them.
Okay. Do you now. When you go on the train every day, I'm sure there's people that are regulars, I think, that you see. Do you interact with the people? Do you talk to them, Mary? Oh, are you that person?
Okay, so yes and no. Okay, I have a couple of little friends that I have made, but not a lot. Like, we don't get to know each other on a deep level. It's more of the engineers and the ambassadors that I know better. So, for example, for a while I was taking the 813 out of Lake Mary. I've been taking an earlier train, but one day I had a doctor's appointment at the Advent Health campus. Mm-hmm. So I took an earlier train, went to my appointment, but still got on the same train that was the 813. And the guy that I always see was like, "What are you doing here?" And so we sat down and we talked about, you know, life. He was telling me about his move. So I do know some people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. We know each other's work schedule and stuff. So I'm like, "Hey, I didn't see you last week. Who told you you could take a week off?" You know, like things like that. We always know who the outsiders are, though.
This is a great, great question. How do you recognize the outsider, Mary?
For example, a woman got on the train and she was carrying three comforters. Three of them in their like bag, like she just bought them fresh.
Yeah, can't wrap a body in two, Mary. Come on.
Exactly. So she had that, and then she had a grocery tote, mm-hmm. right? Just filled with cans. I don't know what was in them, like canned goods. I don't know where she was going. She was an outsider. None of us recognized her. I'm thinking. Like, it was like a Feifel Goes West type of thing. I don't know what was happening there.
That was it.
I can't believe the classism you've brought to public transport. Like, you're on a train that costs you $2 either direction you go, and you're looking at people like, "That woman should be on a bus. Am I right?"
Thank you. I'm glad that you understand, Mike. You get it. Okay, no, but there's a difference between us who have the travel card, right? Like, I have a travel pass, so it's like a nice card. I tap on and off, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So
you're like one of those girls at Starbucks who has the little what frequency card? You guys are in the little club. You guys think you're so much better than everybody in the Starbucks line.
Okay, so I like that we're like making this persona. I really am not like this, guys. I promise. Well, I swear. I swear I'm not.
No, Mary's a very nice girl. She just she feels she's better than most people on the train. But anyway,
it's okay. Only when the train is riding me, man. Fine.
Now, I for one am a SunRail virgin. I have never been on the SunRail, not once.
And we want to be there for your first time.
Oh wow, that was creepy. Oh my god, Mary. Did you realize how creepy it was?
When it's great because I just saw Mrs. Yon head like lean in the frame.
Yep,
just,
I saw Michelle coming with a sharpened spoon.
Like, I was like, "Bitch said what?" The way you said it, man, you're like, "I want to be there the first time."
I didn't break eye contact either. I didn't know if you noticed.
I was very nervous.
Yeah. Just think of it like the monorail at the Magic Kingdom, but instead of ending up at the most happy, magical place on Earth, you end up in Kissimmee.
At work.
You
know? You end up in Tupperware, all right? That's where you go. Oh, that's it. Gosh. I don't know.
So now, is Kissimmee the last stop?
No, I believe it keeps... Doesn't
Point
it
Siena. Point Siena.
No, it goes Point Siena.
Okay.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a station out there. I forgot.
I mean, I don't know for sure. Like, I haven't seen it, but they say it.
I've seen the station.
Really? Because I've seen the one in Kissimmee. It's down by Osceola Highway, I believe, or Osceola Parkway. But they need something that goes to the end of Point Siena because
it's horrible.
I've had people that I've had to pick up in Point Siena, and the first time I pick them up, I'm like, you need to find your way to 192. I will pick you up from civilization, but I will not spend an hour of my life driving a one-way road to the back just to come back to 192. No. They're like, you can get a good house for $200,000 in Point Siena. I'm like, yeah, but the gas you spend going back to where anyone else you know lives... You could get a $450,000
house. I used to live in Point Siena. You were absolutely right. And the one road going into it, when everybody comes home from Disney who lives there because it's cheap, you might as well just stay at Disney all night and just go be early for work tomorrow.
That's like, you know, our good buddy, friend of the show, Kevin White, lives out in Davenport.
Yes.
And when I was looking at houses, there's some beautiful houses out in Davenport. It's a quiet area out by Champions Gate and everything. But I won't do it. Simply because everything I got to do in my life is on the other side of the I-4 section where what's everything that comes together right there? It's like I-4 and is it
408?
429
out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just merges right together there. There's no, it's like Mary, when you're on that train and you wait all that time, you're like, oh, there better be a massive pile up or something.
There's nothing.
People don't know how to merge and drive.
No, it's terrible. Yeah, it's so my family actually lives in Polk County. Good old Polk County.
That explains a lot.
Wow. It does. Winter Haven. So like the nicer part of Polk County, though.
I was just in Winter Haven.
It's like the nicer Tanners. Part. Yeah.
Not as much meth. In
Tanners.
Winter
Haven. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just Tanners on the lake. Just out there.
Yep, that's where you were. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have to drive there relatively frequently. And that is the armpit of Florida right there, I swear.
When you look down at your maps and it tells you like to Champions Gate from 528, it tells you 6 miles, but it's going to take you 45 minutes.
Yeah, no, 93 minutes. And you're like, it's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
I used to live in Point Siena, so I definitely know what you guys are talking about. That is the devil's armpit. And some might say a nether region of him as well. So, guys, don't go anywhere because when we get back, I'm going to have you guys witness something I'm celebrating this year for the very first time. So, we'll be right back on Real Last One 4.1. What's up, everybody? It is James Yon from Real Last Radio. Now, the new home for comedy is at Amstar Cinemas, located in Lake Mary each and every Wednesday, hosted by comedian Joe Neal, as seen on BET's Comic View. He is bringing all his funny friends with him. It's the Comedy Takeover live stand-up comedy show at the movies.
He is featuring some of today's funniest comedians from around the country. You guys won't want to miss this. Now, Florida is in dire need of the medicine of laughter, so come on out and get you some. Showtimes are at 6:45 and 8:45. Don't miss the before and after event at Dexter's Lake Mary. If you mention the comedy show, you'll get 10% off your bill. Log on to thecomedytakeover.com for all the details. People, it's the Comedy Takeover Live stand-up comedy show at the movies. Remember to log on to thecomedytakeover.com. I'll see you guys there.
Welcome back, everybody. You are still listening to Real Laughs on 104.1 Real Radio. The voice you're hearing is Mr. James John, joined in virtual studio with my good friend Mike Herlihy, comedian extraordinaire. And we got Scott and Mary from the No New Friends podcast. Thank you guys for being here with us tonight. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier that the fact that Mary runs a train. We love that. And she's a little bit upset because there was an accident that she heard as she leaves her house. She listens to the news and makes sure the train has a good schedule. Everything's going according to plan. And she heard that there was an accident or they were shutting down certain stops. And she wanted to get on the train to be a little nosy to see what the hell was going on.
Nosy, I needed to get to work.
Okay, okay.
Andy that's nosy.
Okay. But Andy also nosy.
Yeah, I just also needed to know.
She was so disappointed because she saw and heard nothing as she went to her job, and she didn't get the satisfaction of knowing what the hell was going on with the train. But I'm sure you'll find out next week, because one of your engineer buddies will give you the lowdown, if you will, Mary, about what happened on your routes.
Yes, yes. I'm going to ask tomorrow morning, first thing, actually.
Gotcha. And you need to report back to us next week so we know 100%. What happened. Gotcha. Yes. Now, guys, I am actually celebrating something this year. It's a milestone for my wife and I. November 7th, it'll be 20 years that we have been married.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Now, I will tell you, we are weird, different kind of people. Like, if you have kids, sometimes anniversaries are weird. And I think, Scott, you may understand this. Well, Mary as well. Our kids were little for so much of our lives together as a married couple that when we had anniversaries, it was never, okay, where are we going away to? Where are we going? What weekend are we going to just take off so we can just go away and do what we want? We never had that luxury because we had four kids. And we couldn't just leave our four kids with anyone because that's a lot of kids. So it usually was us going to dinner with our entire family to celebrate our anniversary. But now that my kids are older, they're teenagers, they have their own cars, they do their own thing. This is the first year that me and my wife can really do what we want to do. The sky's the limit. We can go anywhere we want to go. We can stay where we want to stay. We can go visit any attraction, any romantic spot, go to any dinner we want. And I really don't know what I need to do. So I was wondering, I would implore to you guys and say, where would I go? What's special enough to celebrate with my wife 20 years of marriage? Basically, my wife's had to put up with me that long. So where can I take her to say, I'm sorry that this is the best I got?
I have a few ideas, sir.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Before we do this, I'd just like to point out, if anyone knows how to celebrate an anniversary, it's Mary, because I believe she celebrated her last one talking to us on Real Life. So if you're looking to woo your woman, James, this is your go-to.
Let me tell you, saddle up, James. okay, so you're looking to not travel far, I'm assuming, like area close by, right? Yeah.
Do you have a Sunrail by you, James?
Listen, I was going to recommend.
Okay, and let me preface this by saying this about my wife. My wife is different. She doesn't go crazy over jewelry at all. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like things that are too bougie. She wants it to be nice, but she doesn't want it to be like people are just overdoing it, being extra.
Okay.
She does have some dietary restrictions as well, right?
She does have some gluten restrictions, so the place has to be gluten friendly. She does. She does.
We just started a whole new topic. Well, she's not even going to answer your question now. Listen. She has something common.
Go ahead, Mary. You took a breath and your eyes closed for like 30 seconds. What's going on? Explain this to me.
So I have celiac disease, so I really can't have gluten. Yes. So I am the one to I am Neo for you right now you know.
Let me share something with you then. My wife has a gluten sensitivity. My son Jack has celiac disease. So I totally get it. We're there. Yes. Okay, great. I got you.
In there like swimwear. Listen, have you been to the garlic?
I have not been to the garlic.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a link. You've got to get reservations soon.
Okay.
Really, really not over the top nice. The most delicious food you'll ever taste. Really nice setting.
Where is
pretty
it?
Romantic. New Smyrna area.
Okay.
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 Yeah, not too far, but still enough that you're not like at home.
So you gotta throw the margaritas and bottles, something that you can bring in the car.
Watermelon, White Claw's fine. The large kind one.
You're gonna have cases after you beat up Scott in that Jello match.
White Claw takes off the edge till you get a real drink. I've learned that.
Yes, it does. Now, have you ever poured vodka into your White Claw? Because I haven't. I'm just asking.
No, somebody has. I don't need a cry for help. No, I have.
Let me just say right now, if your favorite alcohol is an alcohol you gotta add alcohol to make it alcohol, you don't drink alcohol.
Mary, I need you to watch the Steve from Blue's Clues video again.
Why you gotta bring me down, man? Steve told me I'm doing good.
Yeah, he said I was doing good. Also, I have a secondary recommendation.
Wait, can we just a second? Garlic, what type of food are we? Is it American? Is it Italian? What type of food do you get there?
Yes, all of the above. There's a pretty wide menu. Really good fresh seafood too.
I love seafood. Okay.
And I think for me, like, mostly it's just like the ambiance. Like, I just want to be there when I'm there. Like, the food's good. Everything just tastes better. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the drinks taste better. It's just one of those places. Like, it feels nice to be there.
She does appreciate ambiance. Like, if it's she likes that a lot.
I just pulled it up. It said closing soon
for the night.
What do you mean?
Never mind then.
I genuinely first. What do you mean?
What's concerned? What's going on? Okay, so the first pick would be garlic, which I like, and I like the fact that you have knowledge of celiac because you know exactly where she can eat and where she cannot.
Wow, dude! I just went to the website, James. As soon as you hit menu, it has the garlic menu. Then it has a whole nother gluten-free menu.
Yes.
So they take it seriously over there.
Okay, I like that, Mary. Thank you very much.
Very much.
What's the other place you would recommend for a 20-year wedding anniversary with a woman with a gluten sensitivity?
All right, so there's this place called the Thirsty Whale. It's a bar in Lake Mary.
You can't go to more extremes, can you? The garlic reservations only. You need to make them last year.
I said I had kids. I didn't say where do you go to conceive them.
The Thirsty Whale doesn't even make sense. It's a whale. It's got all that water.
No, okay. Well, actually,
why would it be thirsty?
The better part is it's actually called the Thirsty Whale 2, meaning there had to have been an original somewhere else.
I don't know where that is. I'll tell you, it was on Kirkman Road. It's now an Applebee's.
I went to that one.
Yes, it has great karaoke.
East Campus, yeah.
Yep, great karaoke and all that. And I think they got shut down for serving minors.
We got shut down, or they got shut down for a lot of stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
This one hasn't got shut down for any of those things that I know of.
Is it really a bar, Mary?
Is this in Lake Mary?
It's a bar. It is in Lake Mary. I may or may not be able to stumble to and from that sometimes. I don't know.
Gotcha. May I
right next to Topgolf. You're looking for a really romantic evening.
Now I'm sold. Yeah.
You're sold.
So tell me why I should go there for a 20-year wedding anniversary.
Well... I think, okay, so for me, this
they
is
it. Darts.
Yeah. So for me, darts. The ultimate date night, all right?
Day no more.
And there's also golden tea, I believe. I would like to go.
A different service in some parts of the world.
Okay. You have to pay extra for that. Yeah. So I think that, you know, you wine and dine her, right? Take her somewhere nice. Take her to the garlic, right? And then round the evening out, right? Round it out with a little bit of deep bar dive, with a little bit of plywood, I don't know, a shared bathroom, yeah. Darts, golden tea.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm just going by the Yelp photos, and you definitely want to try the blueberry pancake grand slam shots. Oh. And also, they have the original Incredible Hulk playing on one of the TV screens.
Oh, nice.
Y'all go to a sports bar to watch sports. You go to watch Air Bama. That is hilarious. Why isn't Air Bama coming back?
Well, thank you.
I gave you a whole evening. You're welcome.
You did. Thank you for those wonderful choices and options that I will really consider for my wife.
One more so than the other, maybe.
Yes.
Let me ask you, Mary, if they make it to the Thirsty Whale 2, is the Sunrail actually operating to take them back to Kissimmee? Or
not at night.
Okay. It does. No, it does operate at night, but I have learned 10:30 p.m. is the last train.
Take the last train to Kissimmee.
Yeah, one time I went to happy hour, and I was like, I'm going to take the 6:30 train.
Gotcha.
I took the 10:30 train.
I will, you know,
that sometimes.
It'd be like that. I will divulge that the weekend that it's our anniversary, we will be staying, just a little staycation, if you will, at the Endless Summer Suites.
Oh, over nice.
There. Yeah, we'll be staying there. So anywhere we can. So Orlando's completely open for us to go do something. So
yeah,
Scott, come on, man. You have a lovely wife. I'm sure you guys have planned some elaborate anniversaries and done.
Yes, but again, James, you forget. I spent my first year anniversary in studio on air with you guys. Gotcha. So James, as we were talking, I think maybe looking into a paint night. Doing one of those paint night things. It's a super fun time.
She's done that. Been there and done that a few times.
Okay, that's a terrible idea. Mary, shame on you for texting me.
Really,
that.
James? But let me ask you this. Was it body painting?
Oh.
Ooh.
How did you know? It was like you're right there. Yeah.
Because you put down the tarp. At first, they think this is it. You're going to kill me. And then you break out the paints. And they're like, okay, I get this. Have you guys watched the same TikTok as I do? Or maybe... maybe you don't because your For You page starts building itself based on what you watch a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But have you?
Yeah, you don't want to know my For You page.
I kind of do, Mary. have you seen this line of artwork where basically, James, maybe you do this for Michelle or she does it for you. They take body paint and paint up just their backside and get a blank canvas, and they do kind of the old
I've
print.
Seen that.
They do the print.
Gotcha.
Yep. I literally no idea what you're talking about. Not one bit. That is not
Mary,
on my For You page.
Mary, they put the paint on their butts or their bodies, their buttocks, and then they're on a canvas, and they capture in painting on canvas the lovemaking.
Your butt becomes a stamp.
Correct. During the lovemaking.
Right. Right.
Hang that in the living
Mary,
room where you can't.
Mary, when a man and woman fall in love and they're deeply in love,
they can't afford the Thirsty Whale too on a Saturday night.
Wait, so are they banging on the canvas? Is that what
there
we're talking
we go.
About?
There we go. Here comes Mary.
I'm not sure I've seen that type of artwork. What I have seen is a lot of women painting up their backsides. Making a stamp of themselves on canvas. And
right.
Give
so
it to
here's
husband.
My husband doesn't need a canvas with just like a straight line up and down. Like he's like, it would look like a freaking cedar, like just a tree, just up and down. No, like there's no, you know, it's so I feel like there could be, that's not going to work out for me. Yeah.
Gotcha.
There's not enough shape in that. There's not enough roots for this, right. This redwood.
Funny enough. I told someone I would send them a butt shot the other night, and this is exactly what I sent them.
Yeah, that's...
A flat white box with a straight line. That was it.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And that is still more butt than I actually have.
Yeah, we've seen you in a thong. Everybody in this room has seen you in a thong.
My butt is so small. It's sad. So for 30 cents a day, you can feed my butt.
You too! Support!
Guys, when we get back, we're going to be discussing some more things we probably shouldn't. And this is probably going to be our last show. But don't go anywhere. This is the one where we do it. Don't go anywhere, people. We are going to be right back with Mike Curley, Scott Maffei, and Mary Reedy on Real Life.
I got that Minecraft button.
Yeah. Hey, if you're looking for adult entertainment, then why would you go anywhere else but Grandview Live? Grandview Live Gentlemen's Club is the elite adult club of Daytona Beach and Volusia County. They're located in the heart of Daytona in the Seabreeze Entertainment District. Now, they provide you guys with sexy live entertainment, not just for the gentlemen, but ladies love them too, because they have everything the entire group would want for a great night on the town. They have four bars, two stages, VIP seating, full bottle service, and a nightly DJ who will keep the party going all night. So if you're looking for adult entertainment, Grandview Live is the place you want to be. And remember when you get there to let them know that Real Live sent you.
Welcome back to Real Live on 104.1. I'm your host, Mr. James John, joined in studio by the No New Friends podcast, Mary Reedy and Scott Maffei, and my good friend, Mike Herlihy, comedian extraordinaire, is here with us. Now, we were just trying to figure out what I should do this year for my 20th wedding anniversary. Mary started out strong with a great recommendation to go to Garlic. Then she's kind of fizzled out when she told me to go to a bar as my second option. They have darts. They have
entertainment.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
She's James. She started off with the Lake Mary mentality and then brought it right back to Polk County for you.
She did. Plus, she did.
She's still Jenny from the block. That's what she's trying
to do. You know what, Mike? I feel like you see me. You see me.
Yes.
Speaking of which, did you see J-Lo took Ben Affleck on a tour of the Bronx?
The Bronx, yeah.
The Bronx? Yeah. You're showing all the places they went to, some hairdressing places and everything else. And like the whole time, Ben Affleck was like,
he was like, very uncomfortable. I don't want to. Please.
Yeah. Yeah, please. He's like, I'm from Boston and I'm uncomfortable here.
Yeah, okay. I'm wicked scared.
He's like, I'm blinking twice. Somebody come get me. Where's the khakis?
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus Christ, Quagmire, huh? Oh yeah. I think I'm taking my wife to a nice dinner. I will tell you real quick, guys. She's a huge fan of Victorian Albert's. That's a Disney. If you don't know,
yes,
it's probably the finest restaurant in all of Central.
What's it called?
It's Victorian so nice. Albert.
It's at the Grand Floridian.
Victoria
and Albert.
Albert's.
Oh, okay. I've had a Prince Albert before. I've never. What?
Remember that Kinsley scale we were talking about, Mike? Yeah. I think we may need to revisit that.
Hey, sometimes you need a stepladder. Sometimes, you know, you just.
Okay.
Scott's face looks like he's in pain. I don't know what's happening right now.
And I'm a guy that's had a vasectomy, and I'm like, no. Not that. Now, we tried to ask Scott what I should do, but Scott spent his first wedding anniversary with me. So that's different.
Talk about the Kinsley scale, huh, man?
He did tell me he loved me on our first date, which was weird.
And I let him be Big Spoon.
Yes, he did. Thank
Scott,
you
got to hold it in as much as you feel it. You got to wait till at least the fifth or sixth month. You can't just.
It's true.
I know. But I've had way too many drunk golf days to hold back the L bomb with James.
Yes. Yeah. He used to call me drunk when he played golf, and it was great. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. His wife would apologize. I just thought it was the most funniest thing ever. So keep getting drunk, Scott, when you play golf.
I can't drink anymore. I've realized that I do nothing but embarrass myself and my wife when we are out in public and drinking. So self-realization as of last night, I'm out.
I got a lot of text messages from Scott last night, and I was trying to talk him off the ledge. I did my Mary best. It didn't work.
Because Mary was trying, and I just wanted to be heard, and she's like interjecting like thoughtful things and reason. And I was just like, whatever, just go to bed. Like, this is, it was just more annoying because he's trying to give me rationalization.
Yeah, he talked to me like I was the drunk one. Like, he was like, you know what?
What I've learned is sometimes when women are complaining, you just need to let them complain. They don't want you to fix all their problems and step in. No. You just gotta let them vent.
Well, but I think at one point I was like, do you want help or do you just want to be heard? And I think he told me that he wanted a ham and cheese sandwich. I don't know. I'm not positive. So that is looking for solutions.
Sounds like Scott. I want a hand. You don't understand.
He wanted a Cuban from the 7-Eleven and a Diet Coke with light ice. Call it a Cuban,
but there's no pickles. Then they get mad when I open a jar and put them on myself and refuse to pay. Forget you, Circle K.
Oh, no, he would never go to a Circle K. They don't have those where he lives. God,
I love the 7-Eleven Cuban sandwich since I was in high school. Yes. I love that sandwich. It's not a good Cuban. I will admit that right now, but that is not the point. It is still good in a weird, non-traditional, kind of racist way. But it is good, people. Yeah, I enjoy that. It's a very good Cuban sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other day, another gentleman and I were both reaching into the warming unit at the same time, Easy Mary, to grab last Cuban sandwich.
We're at a 10 on this Kinsley scale right now. This other gentleman and I were reaching into the warming unit.
Yeah, like, look,
then, when you when start talking about gentlemen and their warm units, we're done.
There's not an 11, Scott. It ends at 10, okay?
When they both bonus points. You can back up.
They both touched the sandwich.
We both touched the sandwich at the same time.
They both touched the sandwich. They looked at each other. They're like, I want to know.
Is it like an average 6 inch or a full foot long? Which is...
I want you to show me.
I want you to feel loveless.
Hey, can you hold the pickle? What if I just want to hold you?
And roll pickle.
And scene.
Okay, guys, I'm now,
I found out something a little interesting. Oh, more than a little. It's a lot interesting between the breaks here. Mary, I did not know, because I asked you, could you dance? And you said you took ballet for 16 years?
Yeah. So I started dancing when I was 2. Fun fact. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I like that. Well, and now that you tell me that you are a ballerina, I totally see it. I could totally see that you're a ballerina. Like, I could, all right, I got it. So 16 years dancing. Yeah. Now, do you do any other types of dancing? Like, are you a hip hop girl?
Okay, so
pole dancer.
No.
Okay, no.
Scott, why you gotta go down that route? So it's actually pretty complicated. So I started dancing when I was really, really young, like I said, 2. Mm-hmm. And then my parents realized I had no fear and was pretty strong. So I went into gymnastics. So I did competitive gymnastics for a long time along with dancing.
I can see that.
Yeah. And I still got it. I take the kids to altitudes, but really it's just for me to like show out. I want to be like, look what your mom did. Still got it.
Nice.
Yeah. And so like I cheered a little in college and stuff. And I can't dance anymore. I've tried to like get back on point every now and then. And I'm like, how did I ever do this? I can't do this anymore. But yeah, so since I was 2, and then I danced here and there when I got a little older. So I think I stopped doing like studio work when I was 19 or 20. And then I had kids and, you know, stopped from there.
My cousin loved ballet. I remember being a kid and going to her recitals, and I wish she would have kept it up, but she was a little bit on the heavier side, so she tended to get bullied a lot. Like, the other girls wore 2-2s and she wore a 3-3. That was
here's the
little way, but I had to take the chance.
It was good. Look, that does that strikes a chord, guys. Here's why. My dream was to be a Rockette. I wanted to. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah. I dreamt, like, that is what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I am 5'2 on a good day. Mm-hmm. So,
wait. How tall are you on a bad day?
Yeah.
When the train is riding you.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
Hold on. James can say Mary runs the train. I say pole dancing, and I'm the bad guy.
You know what I loved about that, Scott? I don't know if you saw me dying over here. They just ripped you for like 3 minutes about grabbing a sub in a 7-Eleven, and they turned it into a homoerotic experience between you and another man.
Yes, we did.
But as soon as you said something about pole dancing, they were like, come on, Scott. Come on.
Yeah, I know, right.
Show, man.
Gosh. Scott.
You are bullied. Yeah, you're bullied.
No,
this right, happens look. In real life too. My mom calls me after she listens to one of our episodes, and she's like, "You're so mean to Mary. You're just brutal. You need to be nice to her." It happens all the time. And she can be like laying on me hard. Yeah, she can be laying on me hard. I do one segment to determine if she's high maintenance or not, and I'm the bad guy.
And I am not high maintenance. That it's not a thing. It is not. But anywhoozle, yeah, I didn't grow up to be tall enough to be a Rockette, so my dreams were shattered. I did not
feel bad about that. When I went on the Radio City Studio music tour, like back in 2005, they take you on tour, and then you end up in a little room where they show you some videos from some major productions. And then to top it all off, they have an actual Rockette come in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, who wants to take a picture with a real Rockette? And this was before everybody had like phone cameras. So like this Rockette walks in, she's standing there in a full Rockette outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, I'm good. And my buddy's like, no, grab a picture. I'm like, I got my Kodak. I'm like, no, I only got 26 shots left.
Yeah, it's not worth it. I'm not wasting it. I'm not wasting it.
I don't feel bad, Mary, because they have to be like a certain size.
I was going
to
ask.
They have to be like 5'8" or 5'9" is the shortest.
Yeah, Pluto.
Yeah, guys, I'm wearing my daughter's hand-me-downs right now. Like, I'm wearing a child's 10, 12, and yoga pants.
Yeah.
No, so
they're hand-me-ups at that.
They're hand-me-ups, I guess. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like a hand-up, not a hand-down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're rocking those Oshkosh overalls.
I am. Look, I've embraced my stature, I guess, at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know if I would say petite. I don't.
Petite never is a good word. Unless,
unless it's like one of those delicious desserts. It's like the petite fours.
Like,
then that's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
James. James needs a change of underwear and a cigarette right now.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
Thank you for listening to Real Laughs, the musical episode.
We're going to get nailed for mechanical rights after this.
I know. Yeah. Speaking of karaoke, James.
I need to go.
Thirsty Whale 2.
I will tell you, my very first time and only time doing karaoke was Mr. John Reap, the famous comedian from the Dodge commercial. Is that a Hemi? With Mr. Mike Hurley here. We all went to a really good bar on International Drive. Oh, shucks.
And we had, shucks. Yeah.
Our buddy owns it, Bob Orlando.
Yeah, Bob Orlando. And we had the best time. I did with John Reap, I did a duet. We did Outkast. We did Hey Ya. It was really
That's
fun.
Like the white people's anthem when that thing came out. It was like kind of rap, and we got it. And then you came up and did the thing.
Kermit Gonzalez and I did a Human League, Don't You Want Me.
Ooh. Oh, don't you want me? I love that. Nice. You say that you don't need me. You better take it back or we'll both be sorry.
Is that about Scott and his Cuban situation? When does this happen? What's happening here now? What?
I hate everybody. My go-to is Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog, and I do it in the Kermit voice.
Because why are there so many?
Yeah.
Songs about rainbows. And what's like on it. The other like side?
This episode of Real Laughs is going to be called Poor Scott.
I swear he is not gay. But anyway.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
On the Kinsley scale, once again, we're going to reference it. Okay, it's a number, right?
We want to remind everybody really quick, where can they listen to the No New Friends podcast? You guys are great.
We're on all streaming services, iHeart especially, Spotify, Google, all that good stuff, and Facebook, Know Your Friends Podcast, and we're giving all of our money for Patreon to Team Gina. That's teamgina.org. You can join our Patreon, www.patreon.com/KnowNewFriendsPodcast.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. This Sunday, guys, I'll be in Daytona. I'll be at the Hilton for Bonkers Comedy Club. Please go to bonkers.com. You guys want to get some tickets. And, Mike, where will you be this weekend?
This Saturday, I'll be at the American Legion in Palm Harbor with Mr. Shannon Hall. So if you're over on the coast, come check me out.
Guys, thank you for listening to Real Laughs on behalf of myself, Mike Hurley, Scott Maffei, and Mary Reedy from the No New Friends podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week.
Sanford, Florida. James John here from Real Radio 104.1, and Real Labs has some very exciting news to announce. Alex Soto Comedy proudly presents the Whiny Wench Comedy Show, located in the new Whiny Wench Theater inside the Seminole Town Center Mall. Now, Sundays in September just got hilarious. Sunday, September 19th at 4 p.m., internationally touring 20-year veteran comedian Tanya Lee Davis. That's right, the little lady with giant jokes will be in the building. Tickets are only $15 at the door, plus a two-drink minimum. Food and drink menu will be available. Seminole Town Center Mall at 200 Town Center Drive in beautiful Sanford, Florida. So once again, don't miss out on the 20-year comedy veteran, Tanya Lee Davis, the little lady with giant jokes, will be crushing the building that day. Tickets are only $15 at the door, plus a two-drink minimum. Remember, everything goes down at the Whiny Wench Comedy Show. We're healing the world with laughter. I'll see you guys there.